and undertake epic migrations across the Pacific in search of their prey. If these animals lived on land, they'd be famous for providing the greatest wildlife spectacle on Earth. Instead, they're better known as a filling for a sandwich. In an ocean with no marine reserves, migratory fish have nowhere to hide. Up to 2 kilometers long and 200 meters deep, purse seine nets are designed to encircle schools of tuna. A fisherman checks his nets, breathing air pumped down a tube from the vessel above. It's not only tuna that get caught in these nets. A lone turtle was in the wrong place at the wrong time. She can only hold her breath for a few minutes, and the path to the surface isn't clear. She begins to panic. These fishermen are superstitious about turtles. Bringing one on board is bad luck. It's her lucky day. More and more fishing vessels are being drawn to the South Pacific each year, as this is one of the last oceans where healthy numbers of fish still remain. But for how much longer? Fishing is now a high-tech operation, with radar picking up distant flocks of birds that indicate fish feeding below. The net is paid out in a wide circle around the fish. It's a race against time, as the fish could disappear at any moment. As the circle closes, pellets of dye are dropped into the water. The dye and the speedboats overhead discouraged the tuna from making a dash through the closing gap in the wall of net. Closes. A draw cord running along the bottom of the net is pulled tight. The net becomes a bag or purse, and the fish are trapped. There are 150 tons of fish in this one haul. It used to take a fishing vessel one whole year to catch this many fish. These are mostly yellowfin tuna, plus some skipjack. As they're slower breeders than skipjack, many yellowfin are caught before they're old enough to breed. This makes them more vulnerable to overfishing.